out our phone lines here at 530-605-4567, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. We just restarted the stream again just to make sure it's working for the whole show. We just kind of like reset. So good morning, hon.
Good morning. It's going to be a great day, currently 46 degrees in the downtown studios. It is Columbus Day. You know, we'll give you an announcement here of some of our things that are, government that's, we already know the government shut down. So do we even need to go past that? They are picking up the garbage. Banks are closed.
Banks are closed. Shasta County and city. Shasta County courts and the feds are closed. However, the city's open. The county and state offices are open. No mail. Trash, yes. Rabba, yes. Schools, yes.
Okay.
So there.
Well, I think
Bad Bob,
we're going to be talking about a lot of things that's happening with the government, loans, a lot of stuff I think that we need to get your input in and do some little raving and ranting about what's going on. I think probably here we kind of like turn the faucet a little bit. 58 degrees. Oh, we said currently 56 degrees. It's going to be high today of 77 and clear tonight with temperatures around 55. Of course, when we do our weather here, we're always knowing that there's about 9 degrees between here and the airport, various locations in the North State. And our weather is brought to by our brand new sponsor, Shasta Gas Propane. The real R customers are warm friends.
Their phone number is 530-365-3793. Hey, Bad Bob, are you there? Did you have a great weekend?
Had a great weekend, yes.
That's super. That's super. Hey, look, let's go to our Wells Fargo advisor, Susan Eastman. Susan, I understand there's a little volatility in the markets.
There is. You're right. After such a nice weekend, too. Anyway, major averages are starting out lower this morning after lawmakers failed to reach a deal over the weekend. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 81 points at 15,155. The S&P 500 is off 8 points at 1695. And the NASDAQ Composite is down 16 points at 3,775. The three most actively traded stocks on the New York Stock Exchange, Bank of America, down 6 cents at $14.13. Advanced Micro Devices, positive 3 pennies at 386. General Electric, off 18 cents at 24.22. For local stocks of interest, PepsiCo down 39 cents at $80.46. Pacific Gas and Electric off 34 cents at $40.99. AT&T down 19 cents at $34.01. For commodities, gold is at $15 an ounce at $12.84. Silver positive 27 cents at $21. Crude oil down 49 cents, trading at $101 a barrel. That's the market for now. This is Susan Eastman with Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Hey, Susan, thanks a lot. We have our Wells Fargo Advisors on Monday through Friday, 7:10, 8:10, and 9:05 right here on KCNR. You know what? With the shutdown of the government and the volatility of the market, just like you just heard, what's going on? What's going on with your nest egg? What's going on with your investments? Give Susan, Chris, Josh, Kathy, or Steve a call at 530-243-7561. That's 243-7561. They are on top of it.
Well, Susan Eastman, you know, she likes to do her marathons. Susan, if you, tune
player,
back on and you
that.
Have a streaming, you need to know, you know, go for it because you're going to need it with this temperature and energy. It is 58. We did jump. We read this incorrectly. 58 is your current degrees right now if you're just tuning in. And, again, we're going to have temperatures around 77 high. Clear tonight with 55. And, wow, Carl, we've got a lot of stuff to talk about today, events that are happening in town as well as what's happening with the government. We have personal stories to share with you, some of the things that we some wonderful experiences that we shared with our community over the weekend, but also within our circle of people that are what's called the trickle-down effect of people that we know that are affected by what's happening with the government and loans and the management of money in the United States.
And how some companies, some very large companies are handling it and how some others aren't handling this when it deals with individuals that are stuck in this morass of the feds. We also have the national debt clock, ceiling clock. I don't know if you've seen it lately, but we're going to talk about that, along with what happened with the governor vetoing bills and ones he passed. All this today, right here, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460, your talk radio station. We'll be right back.
What?
it's Frank Muse with Northern Lights Energy. My wife, Kath, and I want to thank everybody who ordered their kerosene early. Johnny and Bethy are getting married pretty soon, so for their honeymoon, we're going to send them to Heater College. I think that'll be a pretty good wedding present. In Corning, Robin is busy with all the farmers and ranchers, so fill up those tanks before the rain sets in and check out her new building. In Weaverville, we've been very busy delivering kerosene every day, so call Michelle and get your orders in before the snow flies. We have clear kerosene now for all the portable heaters in your container or ours, and we just got in a shipment of 5-gallon barbecue bottles for all the propane. Be sure to stop by any of our plants and check out the new Toyotomi kerosene heaters and the on-demand hot water heaters. And remember, estimates are always free. Northern Lights Energy, Corning, Weaverville, and Redding, 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
Northern Lights Energy.
When it comes to TV, we have one simple question. If you can't see the difference, why pay the difference? Switch to Dish for the best value in entertainment. Not only will you find the same channels you know and love for less, Dish sweetens the deal with free HD for life and premium movie channels free for 3 months, including Blockbuster at Home. You can also save a bundle when you combine DishNet high-speed internet with your TV service. And of course, Dish is home to the award-winning technology like the Hopper and Dish Anywhere. Why would you ever pay more for TV? Switch to Dish and see where the real value is. Free HD for life. Premium channels free for 3 months. Scores of movies with Blockbuster at Home. Plus, extra savings when you bundle with DishNet high-speed internet service. The same channel simply costs less with Dish. Visit B&T Satellite, your local Dish authorized retailer, or call Big Doug. That's 244-3684.
Limited time offer, 24-month agreement, and credit qualification required. Cancellation fee, auto pay and paperless billing, and other restrictions apply. Call for details.
Veterans of all eras in need of employment. Reading Veterans Resource Center has job development services for all veterans in need of employment. Need help finding a job, preparing a resume, helping with interview skills, or filling out an application? Call Reading Veterans Resource Center at 223-3211 or stop by at 280 Hempstead Drive in Reading. Again, all veterans in need of employment, call 223-3211.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar.
Join me, Paul Preston, Monday through Fridays from 10 a.m. to noon for Agenda 21 Radio, right here on KCNR 1460 AM. And visit our website at agenda21radio.com.
Welcome back. Carl and the Bot. Good morning, my friends. KCNR 1460 is Free Fire Radio.
It's Monday. We're going to get on our roll, but let's start with
the... things happening this week.
Well, let's...
Brian Daly, the sheriff. We got remotes for Breast Cancer Awareness Week. We've got it all.
Yeah, it's going to be a big week. A lot of stuff going on, but let's do a little recap of what happens beginning with, let's start with Thursday. As many of you know, I had people sit in on my show On the Spot with Linda Bot. Carl and I were attending an event that was held at the Riverview Country Club that was called Vanity Fair, Hats, Heels, and Handbags for One Safe Place. So it was really cool. A bunch of guys came out that were, you know, guys that do a lot in the community of all different ages and in all different kinds of, you know, economic backgrounds. It was so cool to see. That's the kind of things that we love about bringing all the people together. Put on their tuxes that were generously donated. And then women came out in their hats, and all the funds that were raised that night, of course, were going to go to One Safe Place. So everybody that modeled in the show had, even though they didn't talk about it, they had their personal testimonies. They were all survivors. And so that was great. So that was Thursday night. Then, of course, Big Bike Weekend started on Friday. And we wanted to also, well, there's a lot of people to thank about the Thursday night Vanity Fair. Carl just wrote something down. We, of course, the models modeled clothes from the Red Fox Boutique. We also want to thank La-Ti-Da because Bethany and her team did the makeup and hair. We want to just, you know, Christy Hansen and Jerry Sears. There's a lot of people to think about that night, of all the people that really, Jan Skopaitis, a lot of people who went out and knocked themselves out to do a tremendous evening, and those people who donated. Then we go fast forward to Big Bike Weekend.
Big Bike Weekend, of course, starting Friday, and was, I think, a big success. This, you know, the weather was perfect, though it kind of rained just a little bit on Saturday, but then it cleared up. We went on the Veterans Ride. The Remembrance Ride on Friday night was well attended, but on Saturday, our Veterans Ride had a lot of people.
We want to thank Bud, who was the team captain, if you will, and he said he's been living here since the 80s, and he knew every road. Well, I'll tell you what. This is the first time. What was lovely, and this is the beautiful thing about riding Harleys and being out there in the open air. We went on, actually, there were very curvy and wonderful roads up past Manton. We went up past Shingletown, up in the mountain. Never been there. I don't know what, you know, how long. It's like when I've been on a houseboat on Lake Shasta. So these are wonderful things that unfold about the beauty of places to go in the North State. And we went on some really curvy roads. And I guess past Manton, we went past this area. I'm not sure. Is it Battle Creek or the area that has the,
they had all the
2 fires. Miles of walls, lava rock walls?
Yeah. And it's somebody's ranch or a series of ranches there, but we saw where all the fires had been a couple of years ago up in Manton and saw where how close they had gotten to the store. But then, we stopped out at, we ended up at, I think, Camper's World.
Where Camp World, that
Camp
was,
World.
Yeah.
And then back into the, back down into Hilltop where
amazing.
There was lots of vendors. There was the police, all the police agencies from around the state. We're here on their motorcycle competition.
It's fantastic.
And it was watching these riders, the way they can move their bikes, you know, and we're not talking dirt bikes, we're talking city police bikes through all these different courses. It was very
on a dime. They have to turn
it was
on
really
a dime. Challenging course.
But watching them do it, it was satisfying to see somebody, but these guys have really worked at it, and it makes you understand why, you know, because everything they do out there on that bike is dangerous when they're out there chasing people or trying to bring people in or just driving through town. And then just a big shout out to Connie Grenoll and all the people that had something to do with Big Bike Weekend. It brought money to our town. It gave people a good, safe, you know, place to go out and have a great time, great vendors. You know, shout out to the belly dancers.
Yeah.
Yeah, they were, they got everybody's attention. You know, just thanks to all the vendors and, of course, Holiday Inn and Red Line and all the different vendors down there and supporters of Big Bike Weekend. We can make it bigger. I'm telling you, it could be a huge moneymaker for the city of Reading. We have beautiful areas to ride in. We just need to get more and more people here and have like a campground form and places for people to come in. You could make this where you'd have 50,000 bikes come in here. I know it's scary, but you can, you know, it's under control. You can keep it under control and you bring a lot of bikes in here. It's a lot of money and it brings a lot of interest to our town. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back. We have a lot of things also to talk about. Like we said, we want to talk about the shutdown of government and the impact it has on people and how companies, different companies are handling this in different ways. And some you'll be surprised about. We'll be right back. Carl and Linda Bach, KCNR, 1460.
It's time to join the revolution. Bastiani Arms is still carrying quality billet AR lower receivers. Rifle season is here, and Bastiani Arms has the Remington 597 rimfire rifles in stock. Or how about the Rock Island Armory 45 caliber 1911 compacts? Looking for handguns? See the SIG 239 40 caliber or the CAR PM9 and CW9, the smallest handgun allowed to conceal in California. Looking to earn your CCW? First Tactical Defense is located inside Bastiani Arms, and instructor Seth Stoke has over 20 years in firearms experience. CCW classes and renewals, women's only CCW classes, NRA courses or private instruction and hunter's education. The holidays will be here shortly. With a limited supply in the firearms business, now is the time to shop. Bastiani Arms on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading, or call 222-8222. Bastiani Arms. Join the revolution.
Ah yes, this is the life. Sun, surf, sand. Living on island time, it's good to take a break. Yeah, maybe someday, but right now, there's work to be done. And if you're a business owner, you know that presenting a professional appearance can make all the difference in the world. That goes double for your office. Usually it's the very first impression people get of your company. Join the dozens of North State businesses that have their commercial spaces professionally cleaned by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Since 1987, Maui Bob and his team have embraced the Aloha spirit, putting their clients first with an emphasis on customer satisfaction. And who knows, if your business is more successful because your offices reflect that attention to detail that professional office cleaning gives, maybe you will have more time for that island getaway. Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, on the web at MauiBob'sOfficeCleaning.com.
Reading Christian School. Located just minutes east of Reading, they offer preschool through 12th grade students a Christ-centered education in academics, athletics, and fine arts, challenging students to develop a lifelong love of learning, to grow in their faith, and to respond to God's call of service. We invite you to consider Reading Christian School, where the curriculum is biblically integrated and the teachers are Christ-like role models. You can learn more at readingchristian.com.
Hey, football fans, Nate Abarea here. It's that time of the year. The helmets are strapped, the lights are on, and high school football is back on your radio. We'll be bringing you local gridiron action all season long with live game broadcasts from all around the North State. It's Friday Night Football right here on KCNR 1460, the pulse of Shasta County and Reading's new home for high school football.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Yeah. Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning, my friends.
Bob, it is good morning.
Hello. 7:22 and 36 seconds.
That he plays the best bump music in the world.
58 degrees out there. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew. Just went down and saw Shelly. Everything's going great down there. You know, you can't say enough about Joe and Shelly and Tobacco and Brew. Espresso Joe's, great coffee. You know, they'll meet or beat any tobacco prices in town when you walk next door. Plus they have that community room. They open to people so you can have meetings in there. They have all different types of meetings that, you know, that concern our community. And I can't say enough about the great things going on at Tobacco and Brew. Plus veterans always get discounts.
Pumpkin latte, is their special coffee of the month. And of course, you know, they have those wonderful holiday beans, that we love to bring Thanksgiving, Christmas. Last year for some of our clients, we had little special coffee beans that were from Tobacco and Brew that were the holiday blend. Fabulous.
You know, we're talking about the shutdown of the government. Okay, if you're interested, right now the Senate is at war about the spending bill. It's not about Obamacare. No, it's not about Obamacare. The Dems want all the spending cuts and sequestration funded are changed, but they don't want to cut spending. And the national debt is, as I look at it, right now, the national debt is $16,962,090,589,000. Or that comes out to about, if you're a taxpayer, about $148,000 per taxpayer. And if you're not a taxpayer, you're just a citizen here. $58,000. I'm not sure if you're an illegal here, if what your portion of that is, but you know, you want to be a citizen here. Give me $58,000 right off the top. You want to be a citizen? Give us $58,000. Guess what? You go to the front of the line. Bottom line is we can't go on printing money because you can't run a business like this. And I see people writing editorials. Oh, we've always borrowed money. We've always borrowed money. We borrowed it 8 times during Reagan. Okay. And we borrowed during Bush, and Senator Obama fought it. He fought it. We can't keep, you know what, in a business, you can't go out and spend more than you make. We know that. We just know that. And then when they say, well, the national deficit has gone down dramatically. Well, how about because of sequestration when they cut all the spending? Ever think of that? The only way you're gonna, you want to raise the debt limit $1 billion. Or trillion, you know, $100 billion, whatever. Cut your spending the same way. And let's talk about that. This government is shut down, so it's impacting on people. And it's impacting in our family. My son is a U.S. Marshal. He got a half a paycheck, and he looks like he may not get another one. He got a half a paycheck last time, and it looks like they said you may not get a paycheck on the next month or the next, you know, pay period. Now, how do people handle this? Because my son and daughter-in-law or handle money much better than us. They've got money to tide them across to make that budget payment or make that mortgage payment. But here's how companies handle this. USAA and Navy Federal. USAA and Navy Federal, both military-based type companies, but they reach out to, you know, of course, other people, have said to him, your loan for your car, don't worry about it for the next 2 months. We realize what's going on. We'll just tack it on to the end. In other words, no extra interest, nothing. We'll just don't worry about it for the next 2 months. USAA, for his payments, for anything else he has, don't worry about it. We understand what's going on. You know, you've never missed your payments with us. You'll get it. You know, we know you're going to catch up as soon as they pay you. A couple other companies have done the same thing. His mortgage company.
Which is owned by, I wonder.
I don't know. It's a big mortgage company. It's, you know, of course your mortgage is sold 2 or 3 times, but it's one here in the States. When he called the company, of course he went straight to India. Do not pass go. And here's what they said. I don't care if the government is paying you. I don't care what's going on. You owe us a mortgage payment and you're going to pay it. I don't care. So, Here you have a federal employee, a marshal, and let me tell you, Vince puts his life out there all the time, whether it's along the border or going after felons on unwanted, you know, warrants and all the other things he does, as do so many other people out there. And the bottom line is that they've taken care of their finances and they don't make a great deal of money. My daughter, who we're very proud of, is graduating from nursing school, but so she's been going to school. But the bottom line is they can weather this for a while. But what I think is important is to see how some companies handle this. Hey, we know what's going on here. We know you're going to get paid. Don't worry about it. Others, we could care less, pay us, or we're going to put you into collections. Even though he has not been late on a mortgage in 8 years. Never once. You wonder about this.
We were wondering when we looked at each other with that look, you know, like what the? Okay, so this is why some Americans and people are walking away from their mortgages
because they deal with somebody like this.
They have a conscience. They are dependable, respectable about what they need to do as far as making their payments on time. But when you're paid. And as a U.S. Marshal, you're paid in a government agency or these furloughs, you're not being paid. So conscientiously, you're trying to do the right thing. You can look at the record and see that you're trying to do the right thing. What's happening with a lot of Americans are saying, forget about it.
Yeah, well, a lot of people are trying to get to work with them in the past when things all this happened. But here, today, you can kind of, you know, the mortgage company does, and I know what, and I'm trying to find out what the name of the mortgage company is, so I can say this out loud because it's true. But this is the kind of thing that happens. Now, the important part of this whole last 7 minutes is they had the money to move to cover their mortgage because they budget. They take care of things. They have emergency money set aside so they can do these things. They are not like most Americans that are living from paycheck to paycheck to paycheck. Imagine if this had happened and the government shutdown goes on for 6 weeks. You get a credit hits for 6 weeks. So, frankly, as many people have said, I hope that they get it together. I hope that they can actually come together with some kind of agreement that's going to help the American people. And later on in the show, we're going to talk about veterans storming the World War II Memorial and taking the barricades down to the White House.
Yay!
We'll be right back right after these messages. Carl and the Bot, KCNR, 1460.
At the Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange, we've heard the old sailor's rhyme, water, water everywhere, but not a drop to drink. That's only a problem if you don't have a water filter. The Patriot carries a full line of Seychelles water purifying and filtration products. From the compact 25-gallon capacity emergency pure water straws to stainless steel personal water filter bottles, not to mention our popular, top-selling, BPA-free plastic flip-top squeeze bottle filters. Additionally, the Patriot also carries replacement filters and cartridges for your Seychelles product. Remember, peace of mind is selling your gold and silver coins and bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth with gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to emergency food and supplies in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store. Don't pay more and wait weeks for delivery. In Reading, we're located in the Sunset Plaza next to the Round Table. If you're in Chico, you can find us at 1380 East Avenue in the Safeway Marketplace. In Palisadro, we're in the Holiday Market Square. And in Corning, we are in the Olive Tree Plaza, right next to the Safeway. Come to the Patriot and get peace of mind today for less.
The home of good health in Reading for over 30 years is Orchard Nutrition. You'll love Orchard's in-store deli, featuring no-nitrate meats and fresh roasted beef from the local Lazy 69 Ranch. Try their bakery fresh bread, and of course, there's organic produce washed in Orchard's purified water. A part of the Reading community for over 30 years, family-owned and operated for three generations, Orchard Nutrition is far more than a health food store. They're the North State Nutrition Experts. Orchard Nutrition, 221 Locust Street in Reading.
Hey folks, Nate Abarea here for Muse Concrete. Since 1982, Muse Concrete Contractors has consistently delivered a product and service exceeding industry standards. In the local community and construction industry, we stand by two words, quality and integrity. Muse Concrete is also a proud supporter of Shasta County High School Athletics, helping to build stadiums in the local area and helping to bring high school football back to your airwaves here on KCNR 1460. Give us a call at 226-5151 or check us out online, museconcrete.com.
The Dr. Russo Show. Health is more than just a pill. Tune in every Saturday, 1 to 2 p.m.
Exploring the various roads to health with me, Alexandra Russo, and my husband, Dr. Dan Russo, as we discuss physical, mental, spiritual, and environmental well-being. We look at the whole person, body, mind, spirit, and environment. We believe health is an interconnected outcome of these four aspects of life. Our mission is to empower you with knowledge and support so you can begin to heal yourself and not become dependent on prescription pills. We want to help guide you on your journey to true health because your health is in your hands.
The Dr. Russo Show. Health is more than just a pill. Tune in every Saturday, 1 to 2 p.m., or listen on the web at KCNR1460.com. KCNR 1460 AM, community talk radio for the North State. Miss a day, miss a lot.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. Carl Lindebot, 58 degrees out there. This portion of the show is brought to you by Reading Crown Motors, your local Honda, Nissan, Lincoln, Dodge, Ram, and Dodge and Ford dealership. Those are your buddies, your fellow neighbors, your people around you that you know making great deals for you on cars, trucks, and SUVs, whether new or previously owned. Head on down to 555 Cypress Avenue or give them a call at 223-2177. I own a Ford F-150, and the very few times that I've had it in their service department, they have fixed it immediately and fixed it correctly, and off the road I went. Well, not off the road, but down the road I went. I go off the road a few times, but that's got nothing to do with this. So, Reading Crown Motors, 555 Cypress Avenue.
I won't I'll say anything okay. on this Monday
yeah,
morning.
I just drive off the road occasionally. I like to hear those little bumpy things on your tires.
Some call it off your rocker, but we'll just call it off-road.
Kevin Kelly's here.
Morning,
sir. Speaking of that.
Holiday Harbor.
Morning.
Oh, my gosh. Well, how was your season this year?
You know, it wasn't as good as we had hoped, but, you know, with a little bit of creative financing, I think we're going to make it through the year.
Well, I think everybody was having that. I
mean, yeah.
It wasn't just Holiday Harbor. Didn't even have to be on the water.
Well,
that kind
we
of
went out this year for the very first time, and we went out twice, once on a larger boat. This is a 16-sleeper. And there's a name for the boat.
Our 16 sleepers are an Empress model.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then we went out on a smaller version, and we went on a day ride. And it was talk about a time to be able to help your troubles melt away. This is amazing, and I can see this is such a Shasta County lifestyle. So, you know, now what happens? I just am curious because we've seen the lake go down. The work that you have to do in order to lower your docks.
Yes.
Now what?
Well, we're going to kind of a maintenance mode now. You know, we moved our facility out because of the low water, and then we start pulling our houseboats out to kind of get the weight off of the marina. So, you know, you get windstorms and snowstorms and things like that during the wintertime, and it's really hard to handle with that much weight out on the marina. So we kind of get the weight off, we pull our boats out, we kind of mothball, go through each and every one of them, pull the outdrives, paint them, do the decks, whatever interior work that we have to do, pretty much polishing and detailing, getting ready for the next season.
Wow.
Well, you know, with the water dropping like this and the, you know, all that work you're having to do, and then at that point, I mean, you must have, I don't know, how many employees do you have then during the rest, during the winter time?
During the winter time, we usually keep around 28 to 30.
20 to 30? Okay.
Yeah.
Is the lack of access because is this government shutdown, right? Okay, because of the government shutdown,
some of the ramps are shut off.
Yeah, is that causing issues yet, or is it just?
It has. We've got numerous phone calls, and during the first week of the government shutdown, our business doubled. Simply because there wasn't access to the lake and people were calling us to get campground, sites and use the launch ramp and boat rentals and things like that. So, I mean, we have benefited from this government shutdown, and I hate to say that,
it's private corporations, private enterprise is staying up and still, it's hooking and jabbing, staying, above water, if I can say that.
Yeah.
And so when the government shuts down, what happens? You know, here they come.
They go look for other services, other places.
And a lot of times those services are better.
Well, congratulations
better,
for that.
Well, they are. They're just better services when it's private. When you have to keep your business going, you have a tendency to try a little bit harder. You don't know what that, and this is nothing about government workers. God knows. I was with the Marines for a long time. and that every 2 weeks, the Eagle is going to drop money into your account there. Yeah, and unless you get in severe trouble, but you know, every 2 weeks you're going to get paid.
But you can't be lazy and be a Marine.
Well, I'm just saying is that if you're in a government job, you're going to get paid every 2 weeks, unless it's like a government shutdown. You're in private business. You don't know every 2 weeks is going to be, especially if you own the business. You may pay all your people, but you may not get paid every 2 weeks.
True.
I mean, that's just the way it is.
Yeah, that is the way it is.
So, you know, the idea that people would come to a privately owned, enterprise, I love that. You know, the fact is you're going to get better in most times you will get better care.
And treatment. This is what I can't say this enough. Okay. Twice to be there. Once, the first time we were there, it was really busy, but there wasn't within the staff. There were, everybody was so respectful. That's a huge thing for me, first of all. You just want to be treated well is what I'm saying. Yeah. Not talked over, not talked down to, but here's how we do it. This is a team that everybody's so proud. They're proud of their environment.
Well, we treat our employees really well. I think we treat them really well and with the utmost respect. And we would hope that they would treat our customers with that much respect. And it goes through a little training and things like that. And we try to make our work fun. I mean, you can see we always have fun around there. We're joking. We're laughing. You know, my guy Randy that was helping you out, you know, he really has a great outlook on life and is just a wonderful guy and a great employee.
Nothing was too much. I mean, the second time we went out, we didn't have glasses. He goes, no problem. I'll get you go. We didn't ask him. He says, well, how can I serve you? I was, wow.
He went and found glasses so we could pour, drinks into them.
Yes.
a little libation.
Yes.
Glad we found our way back.
Yes. We had
go ahead.
We had to oil the works.
Well, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back. I want to talk about the lake, you want to hit the dam thing again about raising the dam. I'm hearing this is such a great deal. This puts people to work and all this. I'm hearing all this, but I don't think people are looking beyond the end of their nose as sometimes as we do in our society over the next 5 minutes, as long as you can get your McDonald's now. Anyway, we'll be right back. Carl on the Debot. We're with Kevin Kelly from Holiday Harbor. We're going to be talking about not only that, but a lot of other things. We'll be right back.
It happened once.
Hi, this is Linda Bott, and I believe that eating clean, organic, and healthy food is imperative to great health. That's why I love to eat at Grilla Bites restaurant. Grilla Bites takes great pleasure in serving healthy, fresh, and delicious food to customers, supporting the local community, as well as striving to protect the environment. Grilla Bites uses only fresh and organic ingredients. You'll love the always fresh salad bar or great tasting homemade soups. Come try a fresh juice from the juice bar or a great tasting healthy sandwich. Grilla Bites is committed to bringing you food that's good for you without sacrificing taste. We're located downtown in the Market Street Promenade, just north of Jeter's Playground. Come in and get ready to feel good. Grilla Bites, 242-6656 or on the web at grillabites.com. Grilla Bites, where eating healthy never tasted so good.
Looking for a home? If you are, North Valley Bank wants you to know that we're here to make your home buying process a simple one. We've got a variety of mortgage products to help you. In addition to conventional loans, we have qualified programs available that may allow up to 100% financing. We offer VA, FHA, USDA, and Home Path mortgage loans, and even programs for special properties that might not qualify for traditional financing. We're proud to announce we've extended our offer to waive the credit report fee on all pre-qualified home loan applications through December 31st. Learn more by visiting your local North Valley branch or home loan center today, or give us a call at 1-800-390-8054. Or visit us online at NOVB.com. We have lots of ways to simplify your home buying process. So make us your first choice when buying that new home. North Valley Bank. Let's live and grow together. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Everybody calls us. Summer, fall, winter, and spring. We've got the best. It's hard to guess who's going to make our telephone ring.
At Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, everybody calls us, 221-2642. Because when you call 221-2642, we help keep you cool. 221-2642. Be cool with Alliance Heating and Air, 221-2642. Now you say the number.
Everybody calls us.
Extreme Hobbies is your number one source for electric and nitro RC car parts. Their new retail store is now open in the Mission Square Shopping Center on Bocelli Lane. With the holidays right around the corner, now's the perfect time to stop by Extreme Hobbies and check out the best selection of RC cars, trucks, and parts. And don't forget about the new quad rotor helicopters, perfect for flying indoors or outside on a sunny Redding day. Give them a call at 355-2520. Extreme Hobbies, where the customer is number one.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome back to KCNR. It's 58 degrees in the downtown studios. It's the 14th of October. Oh, my gosh. Is it kind of hump of the month?
It is 7:43 in 50 seconds. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Martin and our friends down at Alliance Heated and Air. 7 days a week, 24 hours a day is Martin and his gang. You know what? Here's the time. This is the time of the year to get your heater maintained. Have them come out and just do a system check, fix your filters, do all of that.
Because, Martin's a good guy.
Because if you don't, you know, at some point when it's December and it's cold and everything is like, you know, it's putting out, it's not putting out hot air, it's putting out cold air. You could probably wish you had done this. Give them a call, 221-2642. They're Alliance Heating and Air. They want to help you. And I can't say enough about the professionalism they bring to their jobs. 221-2642 or check out homecomfort.org, Alliance Heating and Air. Kevin Kelly's with us here from Holiday Harbor and Marina.
Good morning.
And, well, Holiday Harbor, Marina, and Resort. You know, one of the things, because it's the end of the year, so last time we'll see you probably for a few months, because you go probably – someplace else.
Well, I certainly hope not, because I have a blast coming in here.
Oh, okay. You know, like, well, you come in. You
it's
can,
like, man, I couldn't wait for Monday to get here.
Well, we need to talk about other things, because I know both you and Steve can talk about a variety of other things. You were at the meeting it was an open town hall meeting on the Raising the dam.
Yeah, the Bureau of Reclamation held a public comment hearing, and it is actually a recorded hearing, and all of your comments would be addressed in the final draft of the EIS. And there was, I went to that meeting, and there was a lot of really upset people at the Bureau of Reclamation.
Well, there's angry people, and sometimes the BLM doesn't understand the impact it has. When it says something like, oh, we're just going to raise the dam 18 feet, realizing that it impacts on thousands of people.
Yeah, I mean, and private landowners, too. I mean, not only just concessionaires, but private landowners.
Well, and also the Native Americans.
Absolutely.
They came in, and from what I understand, were quite upset because, as was said, you promised us in 1941, when you did this before, that you were going to give us land and all this, and you broke your word.
Yep, they reneged on an agreement that they had, I guess, from what I got from the hearing, and they were not happy about it.
And so with this being is that, you know, not only will concessionaires lose their concessions, I mean, really, unless they have backup property, you know, up higher on the lake, but the Native Americans were saying is that, look, you're going to take our sacred ground again. Our, you know, this ground is, as has our ancestors buried here, and you're going to take it again. And so this, you know, this is just part of it, though. I mean, when you look at what you've got, the capability of moving what back and up.
We do. I mean, and we're working on that now with the Forest Service on our master development plan and our alternative plan is to basically move our entire marina and cut new roads and launch ramps and parking lots in there, you know. So it's, wow. You know, very costly.
Yeah.
And we're trying to budget that and, deal with the Forest Service on who may pay for that. You know, do we have to pay for that? Are we going to be compensated through the Bureau of Reclamation? There's so many unanswered questions right now that need to be addressed and, they will address them in that final draft.
You know, they'll probably help you cut the roads, help you put the marina in and then not put an exit right there.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. I'm sorry that exit was not part of the agreement.
Yeah.
But some of the other concessionaires, they're just going to go out of business.
There are. They are earmarked to go out of business because the Bureau of Reclamation doesn't find it feasible for them to move. And that's a sad deal.
Okay, so we have the Shasta Lake Caverns. They talk about their snack shack.
Yep.
When the lake is full, they'll be covered. That's gone. Jones Valley Marina, also underwater when the lake is full. The dam, it's also so the Pitt River Bridge on the south side of 15 on the north side, more water storage would benefit salmon spawning in the Sacramento River downstream from the dam. It also would make more water available for agriculture and urban use in other areas. The state, the report says.
Yes.
But we're not, you know, but they also says it's only going to spend, I forget what they say, $100 million on this, but we already know. Just to move stuff around the lake is going to cost that much. And then now you're talking about moving bridges and moving I-5 again.
Yeah. Yeah. There's a lot of infrastructure work to be done. And, if this is going to go forward, I just hope they forecasted, correctly.
Well, I tell you, you know, it's the kind of thing again is that it's.
I hope it doesn't go forward.
Well, if it does go forward, you know, and I agree. But if it does go forward, I hope that I hope they keep Lake Shasta pristine, you know, as we can, but also save the people that may help make, Lake Shasta what it is. I'm talking to people like you. And, you know, the fact is that the North State's economy is just, I mean, we're fixed more and more and more onto recreation. Logging's gone. Agriculture's being cut back. Mining's gone. So what do we have left?
We have recreation.
That's it. And this is the thing is, if you're going to make this lake bigger, then save the businesses that are there that help bring in the money to our economy here. Cause during the summer, you guys are hiring 50, 60 people at least, right?
Oh yeah. We have, during the summertime when we're really rolling, we have upwards of 70, 72 people.
And we've got other marinas around there that hire that many people. And then during the winter, you said 20 people there working just to keep things going.
Yeah. Right now we're on the payroll. I believe we have 32 people right now on the payroll.
Okay. That's 32. Yeah. But that's 32 people.
That's quite a few.
That works and pays taxes and all this. And then if, And I realize that raising Lake Shasta and raising a dam, it's going to cause, it'll bring in lots of business as far as jobs. However, there's no guarantee they're going to be the companies around here that's going to be doing a lot of it.
Yeah.
Because it's a federal job. So they could bring in workers like they have before in companies and subcontractors from other parts of the country.
Yeah. Whoever has the lowest bid, I guess,
There you go. That's what you always like to do when you're in the middle of a firefight, realizing your rifle is built by the lowest bidding contractor. We'll be right back. Carl Lindebaugh, KCNR, 1460.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
At Mary's Pizza Shack, even the commercials are homemade.
Mary's Big Family Meal is back.
Bigger and better than ever.
Get a large Mary's salad, plus your choice of a large pizza with two traditional toppings. Or spaghetti and three giant Mary's meatballs with either marinara, pesto, or meat sauce.
Big enough to feed even the hungriest family. But for a small price, only $25.
Feels like we need someone smaller to say the price. Introducing Charlie.
Get Mary's Big Family Meal for a small price. Only $25.
Thanks, Charlie.
Can I take my Mary's Big Family Meal to go? On a unicorn?
Hold on tight.
Giddy up.
She's a good unicorn rider.
Woohoo!
Original recipes. Original Shack. Mary's Pizza Shack. Complete menu available for dine-in, takeout, and delivery in downtown Reading and at the Shasta outlets on Highway 273.
Join us this Saturday as the Shasta Historical Society presents Don Conley and Mike Woodrum from Jack's Grill, sharing their extensive knowledge on the varied and once bawdy history of California Street. Take a step back in time to the era of the wild boom town that once was Redding, California, including Jack's Grill, the Old Crow Club, and dozens of questionable establishments lining California Street. The program starts at 1:30 in the downtown Shasta College building across from the Shasta Historical Society.
Please remember that the Shasta Women's Refuge and Family Justice Center are now known as One Safe Place. If you or someone you know is the victim of domestic, sexual, child, or elder abuse, please call 244-0117 or visit our website at ospshasta.org.
At highway speeds, the average text takes your eyes off the road for about 5 seconds. That's enough time to travel the length of a football field. Stop texts, stoprex.org. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl Lindebaugh. It is October the 14th, and October the 14th, Monday, it's about 5 till 8. I want to talk about a couple of things here. The stand down is going to be stand down 2013, for the North Valley Stand Down Association, October 24th through 26th. We're going to try and be out there for one of those days. It's going to be registration starts at 8 a.m. It's going to be inside Fesoro Hall and Trinity Hall at the Shasta District Fairgrounds. A hand up, not a handout. We'll talk more about that as we go on, but just keep that in mind. This is something to help our homeless veterans.
It's 58 degrees in the downtown studios, and today we have a sunny forecast with temperatures around 77. We've been talking about the raising of the dam, and one of the things that that we've heard is the definite one of them went to Indian tribe that are ancestors that are talking about the they've done a war against the dam, not against the American people, but on just exactly what the dam has done. We found this interesting site. You can go to journeytojustice.com and do the damming the dam, and they've there's stuff that they've put in there about damming the culture then and now. And they said at the very end, a dam raise of about 18 feet, the most likely scenario, would permanently or seasonally flood an estimated 39 sacred sites along the McLeod River, including Puberty Rock, and would essentially end our ability to practice our culture and our religion.
Well, I think you saw that, Kevin, when you were there at the
Yeah.
And it's more than just money in this case.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it was that was the one of the definite points that they did make. Is that, you know, they have sacred ground up there, and, you know, the Bureau did renege on an agreement that they had back in 1941, and that was a huge point that was made, by the Wintu Winneman tribe at the hearing.
Okay. Hey, just changing, you know, with this shutdown too, you know, with people, you know, they're making a war dance against the raising of the dam. I think veterans are making, and I'm changing the subject completely because Kevin already talked about it, because Kevin Kelly from Holiday, Harbor Marine and Resort there, Marina and Resort, charging the World War II Memorial, the veterans, charging the memorial, cutting down the barriers, the barricades, as they call them, you know, barricades, and then they carried them a mile up to the White House and left them there. Is this, this to me, what a great example of a protest, of nonviolent protest here. To tell the president, why would you try to cut, you know, keep our veterans from seeing the World War II Memorial?
Yeah, I love that. You know, I hear love hearing those stories that, you know, we move these barricades a mile down the road. It's like, wow, that's really neat.
Well, it is, you know, and then you think about it that, you know, of, you know, now the, you know, the memorials are starting to open up. The national parks are starting to open up again. You know, Arizona is opening up the Grand Canyon. I think another state was offering to open up, Yellowstone or something. But, you know, the states are saying, you know what, you're a bunch of jerks back there. And we want to, well, they are, that's what they're saying. But then when you see this, you know, the World War II Memorial, I've been to it several times. And by the way, we had people there maybe this weekend because we had honor flights out there, and I would love to see because Commander Gibson was there. We saw his photo there. I know Marianne was got to be there. And Rob Burrows was there. So we had people there that were charging the monument because Commander Gibson, God bless you, was standing in front of, sitting in front of his state there when they took the photo.
With LaMalfa.
Yeah, you know, I know James Gibson. He was there with his pocket knife or something cutting away at that barrier. And I just know he would be there, you know, and, you know, get away and opening this thing up. And that's the way it is. I mean, I cannot believe because these are not monuments that you have to pay to get into.
Yeah.
These are just monuments out there you can walk by and see. Again, another slap in the face to the veterans of this country. I mean, not as big a slap as the one, of course, where they refused to pay the death benefits and fly the parents of the slain warriors to Dover to meet the bodies of their loved ones. That was, you know, and for people to say, oh, he didn't do that. Yes, yes, Obama did do that. He did do that. He could have made a phone call. Yeah, we can take care of this. Instead, a private foundation took care of it until they, you know, oh, we'll pay you back. There should have never been anything like this. And then they blamed the Republicans. Oh, you didn't write the defense bill clear enough.
Yeah, I heard that article, you know, and I just thought to myself, wow, that's insane. Why would they do that?
Well, there's a lot of reasons they would do that. And I'm writing a series that's going to hopefully appear in the on my blog here about President Obama's disdain for the military. That's the only thing I can think of. And we're going to talk about a whole lot of things in that. But, Kevin, thanks so much for being with us today.
Oh, I had a blast. I always do.
Kevin, we really appreciate the service that you provide for our community with the highest of integrity.
Thank you very much.
Holiday Harbor. Okay. We'll be right back. John Bastiani's here, and we're going to be talking. The Governor Brown just vetoed some gun grab bills. We'll be right back.
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. A Senate Republican says there is plenty of blame to go around for the partial government shutdown and specter of default. Tennessee Senator Bob Corker told NBC's Today Show, though, he is optimistic.
I do sense that people are getting back on the right page here, and I do hope that by the end of the day we'll have an agreement that makes sense for our country.
Corker charging that Senate Democrats, led by Nevada's Harry Reid, engaged in overreach over the weekend, trying to get the GOP to undo or roll back the automatic spending cuts known as sequester. The House has voted to hold formal negotiations with the Senate on a wide-ranging farm bill that sets policy for farm subsidies and food stamps.
While the Senate passed its farm bill in June, the House passed two bills that will be combined in the negotiations. Food stamps are expected to be a contentious issue in the talks. The Senate bill would cut $400 million a year from the program, while the House's version would cut about $4 billion annually.
That's SRN's Jeremy House reporting. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry says, and the U.N. Arab League envoy for Syria say that at an international conference to set up a Syrian transitional government must be organized urgently and held as soon as possible. Kerry, standing along with his colleagues, said that they have agreed there's no military solution in Syria.
We believe it is urgent to set a date, convene the conference, and work towards a new Syria.
Americans Eugene Fama, Lars Peter Hansen, and Robert Shiller have won the Nobel Memorial Prize in Economic Sciences. Per Stromberg, professor of finance at the Stockholm School of Economics, made the announcement.
The issue of predictability and whether that's consistent with financial markets working is central to these laureates' work.
The Nobel committees have now announced all six of the annual $1.2 million awards for 2013. This is SRN News.
Do you have a family member who's getting older and can no longer be safely left alone? With Visiting Angels, America's Choice in Senior Home Care, your parents and older family members can continue living at home and not have to move into a nursing home. Experienced, compassionate caregivers provide assistance in hygiene, meal preparation, and light housework up to 24 hours per day at affordable rates. To restore your family's peace of mind, call Visiting Angels toll-free today at 877-374-LIVE or at visitingangels.com.
Thursday, November 7th, Billy Graham preaches a message for the nation.
I've been praying that we might have a spiritual awakening.
My Hope America, presented in living rooms across the country, including yours. Invite friends and family who don't know Jesus to watch Billy Graham's message. Then share what Jesus has done in your own life and invite them to start a relationship with Him.
There's hope because there's God.
Go to myhopewithbillygraham.org today. myhopewithbillygraham.org.
Lady Liberty once again welcoming visitors to her shores on Sunday after the state agreed to shoulder the cost of running the famed statue despite the government shutdown. Joanne Barnes, a tourist from Boston, brought her 87-year-old mother.
It was a tough week. I kept hoping and praying it was going to open up again and that we would be able to get out here. And we had an alternate plan that they were going to take a cruise around and just look at it from afar, but we were really excited that we could actually get off and get up close.
Meanwhile, dozens of people protested by running through and around Valley Forge National Historical Park near Philadelphia. That's after one runner and several other people were ticketed amid the government shutdown just for parking there. George Fenzel is president of Keystone Multisport that sponsored the protest.
We did not run in the park. We ran around the park. We ran on state roads. We'd rather run in the park because it's a lot safer.
Some 20 people have gotten $100 tickets. This is SRN News. Struggling Pittsburgh picked up its first win of the season on Sunday. Steelers quarterback Ben Roethlisberger.
That was big. Anytime we win, you know, it's we have four quarters, and I'm not talking about every game. It's four games, and we're 1-0 in the second quarter right now. To go on the road, hostile environment, great team. It feels good to get a win.
A 19-6 win over the New York Jets. Patriots quarterback Tom Brady engineered a winning drive to stun New Orleans 30-27, tossing a TD to Kembrell Tompkins with just 5 seconds left on the clock.
We had everybody going to the end zone, and he kind of snuck into the corner, and you know, I put it up there for him, and he came down and made a great catch. So we're 5-1. We're just grinding, and you know, hopefully we can use this, you know, as a little bit of momentum going.
The Denver Broncos and the Kansas City Chiefs now the only unbeaten teams in the NFL this season. More details on it.
The news was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Good morning, my friends. October the 14th. It's a Monday. We're ready for another hot, fast, crazy week here. Brian Daly will be here with us. The sheriff's going to be here with us. We'll be on remote for the Breast Cancer Awareness Week. We've got, Reading Christian School. We've got everybody, every gamut, everything you can think of is going to be here this week. Well, let's start off with Susan Eastman and the Wells Fargo Advisors. Good morning, Susan.
Good morning, Linda. Good morning, Carl. Well, stocks are little changed as the government shutdown enters its 14th day. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 76 points at 15,160. The S&P 500 is off 7 points at 1695. The Nasdaq Composite is down 14 points at 3777. Active stocks on the Nasdaq, Facebook down 74 cents at 48.38. Apple up $3.87 at 496.87. Yahoo down 32 cents at 33.83. For local stocks of interest, Walmart down 95 cents at 73.86, Costco off 46 cents at 115.54, Safeway down 30 cents, trading at 33.45. For commodities, gold is up $16 an ounce at 12.85, silver positive 26 cents at 21, crude oil off 57 cents at $101 a barrel. That's the market for now. This is Susan Eastman with Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Hey, Susan, thanks a lot. We have our Wells Fargo Advisors on Monday through Friday, 7:10, 8:10, and 9:10 right here on KCNR. Give them a call at 530-243-7561 because things are going crazy over in Wall Street due to the government shutdown. You need to have great advice, and Wells Fargo Advisors are the ones to help you out. Stop by Park Community Drive or, again, give them a call, 243-7561.
And we have a new sponsor for our weather, Shasta Gas Propane. Today it's 57 degrees with a sunny temperature and our highs around 77, clear tonight with temperatures around 55. Looks like Tuesday's around 79, Wednesday around 77, a beautiful clear week. Give Shasta Gas Propane a call at 365-3793, the experts to keep you warm. Let's go to the phone. Elizabeth, what's happening tonight?
Good morning. How are you two?
Good morning.
Great. Do that one more time.
Good morning.
Usually it's hard for us to be in unison, but here
sometimes
we are.
We got it together there.
I thought that was pretty darn good.
Well, we listen to you. We listen to you and Aaron. You become the ones that we try to emulate.
Oh, just have the so best funny show.
Yep. You're funny. Hey, so tonight at the Reading Tea Party, we are going to be showing a movie. And we do that periodically because we have wonderful documentaries that we become aware of and that we like to share with the public. And tonight we're going to be showing a 30-minute documentary called Wolves in Government Clothing. And it's actually a comparison of actual wolves that are being introduced back into Western United States communities and government agencies and the similarities between the two. And this documentary will show how we have predators in the wild, and we have predators in our government, and how the Endangered Species Act has empowered both of them to destroy people's lives.
Wow.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Well, I tell you what, people don't realize is that the reintroduction of wolves into Wyoming has just decimated, and I use the word decimated in the sense of the real sense of the word. It's cut back the herds tremendously, the elk and the deer herds.
And here's just a short list of things that are being caused by wolves being introduced back into the communities. Kids in New Mexico actually sit at bus stops behind cages because the wolves are roaming free. 176 sheep were killed in one night by wolves in Idaho. Three quarters of the northern Yellowstone elk herd has been wiped out. Ranchers are losing their livelihoods. Indian tribal lands are invaded, and the government agencies are ignoring these local concerns.
Well, you know what? On this thing too is that these are not the gray wolves that were native or indigenous to our to our states here, which were a smaller breed. These are the Canadian gray wolves that they've come back in, which are larger. and have more ability to pull down larger animals. Anyway.
And what people don't realize, they think that wolves are pretty and sweet and fluffy, but one of the main instincts in a wolf's inbred personality is that they kill for sport.
Ooh, okay, so this is tonight.
It's more serious than we realize.
Yeah.
This is tonight at the
Red. Do they come from Chicago?
I can't imagine that they don't.
Okay. All right.
So tonight at the Reading Tea Party, 2570 South Bonneview Road, 6 o'clock, and it includes a potluck. So if you want to join us for the documentary, bring a side dish.
Great.
Or a dessert.
Okay.
All right.
Hey,
all right, Elizabeth.
Thank you a lot, Elizabeth.
Bye.
Hey, over the weekend when we were riding the Harley and we took a fabulous ride, it was spectacular, and I came home and was able to get a great night's sleep on our new Sleep Number bed. Dialed it down to about 50 this time, so I am a Sleep Number 50, and I love it.
Well, you know what? This time, because, you know, pushing the bike around and doing all those things, I brought my sleep number up to 50 also, and I had little lower back things going earlier in the day, but it's gone. And I didn't realize what a difference it can make by just dialing it up like 10 numbers on this thing from a 40 to a 50. But only Sleep Number beds feature a dual air technology, which means that Linda can have her number and I can have mine, and we can sleep just the way we want. Over 8 million people have bought Sleep Number beds. And the reason, one of the reasons is because, one, you get a great night's sleep, but two, made in America, three, guaranteed for life. And what can we say about that except how great that is? Right now, at the Sleep Number store, you can save up to $700 on a final closeout of the Performance Series mattress. This ends today, October 14th. Head on down to your Sleep Number store. It's down there in the Target Shopping Center. If you look there, it's behind McDonald's. It's in the, there's like four businesses there. Vitamin Shop and Sleep Number store. And walk in there. The people there, I can't say enough about them, how professional, how friendly they are. They will find you the right bed at the right number. Sleep Number. Right now, last day of the sale, October 14th.
All right, so that's right. Tell them that we sent you, Carl and Linda sent you. We want them to know that, we have a lot of conversations, too, about that. It's 8:12 in the morning here on KCNR. Happy Monday morning. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we have John Bastiani. You know that name is synonymous with?
Guns. Anyway, John and we're going to talk about all these gun laws. This has been planned for a few weeks. Today was either going to be a day of mourning or a day of celebration, but now it's kind of like in between. But at least it could be a lot worse than what it is.
I was trying to think of something clever to say, synonymous with, and I was thinking about this new song that's out, it's called Bang Bang. But anyway, so there you go. Maybe we can go out with the song. Bob can always think of some great music that comes, great mop music with our guests and our topics.
I'm here with Mike of Estate Granite and Things. Hey, Mike, so I gotta ask, what's with the and things?
And things is anything that we can make with granite and metal.
So you're saying it's gonna last?
It's forever furniture.
Wow, did you come up with that one?
Absolutely. The and things are dining room tables, wine bistros, fire pit patio tables, and our ever-popular granite-lined roasters. Really, anything you can imagine inside or out.
You know, that store-bought stuff has to be replaced every few years. You know, it gets hot up here.
That's why we call it Forever Furniture. You can will it to your children.
Mike, with Estate Granite and Things, our builder of choice, thinking completely out of the box.
The first time I walked into my new kitchen, I was amazed. But after, I started to notice all the little things that make my kitchen unique. From the tile backsplash to the seams in the granite, everything was truly a work of art.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite and Things. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard. Estate Granite and Things, completely out of the box. Or visit us at EstateGranite.com.
Yeah, honey, my cholesterol thanks you. Hey, do you need help here with the dishes? Because the game's on it.
No, you go ahead. You know me, I live for cleaning the kitchen, especially after cooking 2 pounds of bacon.
I would have made him help.
Honey, did you say something?
No, I'm good. It's me down here, your drain.
Okay.
I noticed you're about to dump all that bacon grease down into me, and I thought you should know that...
That I'm going crazy because my sink is talking to me?
Well, technically I'm your drain, and yeah, it's a little crazy whiskey, but drains have feelings too, you know. That's why, as tempting as it is, dumping kitchen grease down into me can clog me.
Good to know.
Yeah, one more thing. My cousin Toilet wants to remind you to quit tossing your baby wipes or dusty wipe down him. It can severely clog our sanitary sewers.
It's true. Improper disposal of household items can severely clog our sanitary sewers. If you have questions on the disposal of certain items, call 224-6068. This message has been funded by the Wastewater Division of Reading Municipal Utilities.
Hey, folks. Nate Abarea here for Muse Concrete. Since 1982, Muse Concrete Contractors has consistently delivered a product and service exceeding industry standards. In the local community and construction industry, we stand by two words, quality and integrity. Muse Concrete is also a proud supporter of Shasta County High School Athletics, helping to build stadiums in the local area and helping to bring high school football back to your airwaves here on KCNR 1460. Give us a call at 226-5151 or check us out online, museconcrete.com.
Veterans of all eras in need of employment. Reading Veterans Resource Center has job development services for all veterans in need of employment. Need help finding a job, preparing a resume, helping with interview skills, or filling out an application? Call Reading Veterans Resource Center at 223-3211 or stop by at 280 Hempstead Drive in Reading. Again, all veterans in need of employment, call 223-3211.
This is Free Fire Radio with your hosts, Carl and Linda Bott.
A soap impression of his wife, which he ate and donated to the National Trust.
Mm-hmm. Trying to find the chorus.
Where's the chorus? John Bostelli's over here.
For those of you curious, that is, of course, Beatles and Happiness is a Warm Gun, but I'm not sure where the chorus is. Well, in the
find
song.
It, find it while we're still
Let's
talking
make
here.
It up. You know,
I don't have.
Okay, yeah. Well, anyway. John Bastiani Arms is our guest today. We said, okay, we got to get bump music. He says, how about Beatles? I like Beatles. You know? Happiness is a Warm Gun. John, welcome aboard.
Morning.
Big weekend. Brown vetoed many of the gun. Restricting the gun grab bills. I mean, these were, I mean, a direct slap at gun owners in California.
They were. It was astounding at first, but the more we thought about it, all they're going to do is come back next congressional session and rewrite all of these bills or try to condense them into one bill to get rid of semi-autos again, get rid of bullet button guns again. They didn't have the language structured properly. It would have opened up a loophole that anybody who had an AR with a bullet button would have been able to register them as an assault weapon. And once it's an assault weapon, it just is what it is. You can put everything back on it. You can get rid of the bullet button, put a regular magazine release on it, and that would have opened the floodgates for people to own weapons that they tried to ban 15 years ago. So I think they saw the flaw in the verbiage of their laws that they had proposed, and that's the reason why they got squashed.
Well, that, you know, and that could be, but they barely passed this law, so there's no way of getting it back for 2/3. But I like what Brown said, you know, whether, for whatever reason, when he said the state of California already has some of the strictest gun laws in the country, including bans on military style assault weapons and high capacity ammunition magazines. I don't believe this bill's blanket ban on semi-automatic rifles would reduce criminal activity or enhance public safety enough to ensure a warrant in the infringement on gun owners' rights. The big battle I had was I have a rifle, a Remington Game Master, that's in a .308 semi-automatic with a 4-round detachable magazine. And this is the one I would talk to anybody about. Given to me by my father, I can't give that. All of a sudden I have to register this as an assault weapon. I can't give it to my son or grandson because of this bill. And there's thousands like me are out there like that. Or an M14 or anything
or
out there.
Or an M1 carbine.
An M1 carbine. Yeah. Or anything like this that you've had, that you've used. And now we become assault weapon owners. And we, the whole thing was ludicrous.
And this one was so expansive in the number of guns it would have covered, the number of people who would have had no idea that they needed to register would have been that much worse than the original assault weapons ban. Because in the 3.5 years that we've been open, we've encountered a lot of people who have what were supposed to be registered assault weapons who had no clue that just because they bought it in a gun store legally, they also had to register it with the DOJ.
Well, yeah. And then what about this? You know, about a weapon that I have, that I've had for dozens of years, well before I even came to California. And then now that I'm here, I have to register it. Not, you know, I mean, and as soon as I don't register it, I become a, not just a misdemeanor kind of guy. I become a felon kind of guy.
Yeah. And if you get caught, then you lose your gun rights for the rest of your life.
There. And over something like, you know, I'm supposed to register this. And you know that what they're going to do is have something where you have to carry it on you. Like if you're hunting and you have a semi-automatic weapon and fish and game comes up, as they do, and they're supposed to do that. Okay, let me check your limit. Okay, let me check your hunting license. Oh, by the way, do you have a registration for that rifle?
Right.
I'm supposed to? Oh, yeah. Oh, gosh. Well, you know what? Hand me that rifle. It's now the government's.
And we came hours from that.
Hours?
Yeah.
I know. And this is... You know, the fact that Governor Brown vetoed this was a huge thing. And, you know, frankly shows a lot of common sense. And, you know, there are things that Governor Brown has done and has signed that I question that. But there are other things that he's done that I'm thinking, you know, he's trying to keep, somehow, trying to keep a balance in there between those crazies in the Assembly and the Senate. Or can I say that?
I hope that the reasons that he gave for his vetoes were honest, but I have to keep in the back of my mind that truly what they want to do is come up with a new set of laws next session that you cannot work around.
Okay.
That have no loopholes.
I tell you what, let's take a quick break. Let's come back and talk about that. Let's talk about some of the things they could do.
I don't think we should, because I think they'll give them ideas.
Oh no, I think that they've got ideas. Now we have to, one of the reasons I think this was defeated this time was so many people called Brown. And I think that this is when people were awakened about how close they came to losing a lot of their gun rights.
I called them many things.
We'll be right back. John Bastiani, Bastiani Arms is our guest. Carl Lindebach, KCNR 1460. We'll be right back. 8:23 in the morning.
This is Ted Leidy with NorCal Firearms Instruction. Are you a CCW holder and looking to take your skill set to the next level? I'm talking about advanced holster work, combat and tactical reloading, and many other skills that'll make you a more effective personal protector. NorCal Firearms Instruction at Sportsman's Warehouse has two upcoming CCW classes that are limited to 10 students who have either completed our basic CCW course or attended one of our skill builder courses at the Reading Gun Club. Give us a call today at 999-1822 or visit us on the web at norcalfi.com for more information. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
The home of good health in Reading for over 30 years is Orchard Nutrition. You'll love Orchard's in-store deli, featuring no-nitrate meats and fresh roasted beef from the local Lazy 69 Ranch. Try their bakery fresh bread, and of course, there's organic produce washed in Orchard's purified water. A part of the Reading community for over 30 years, family-owned and operated for three generations, Orchard Nutrition is far more than a health food store. They're the North State Nutrition Experts. Orchard Nutrition, 221 Locust Street in Reading.
Have you found yourself stranded with a dead battery and need a jump? Instead of calling that expensive tow truck, call Reading Yellow Cab, and we'll do it for only $20. Running 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, every day of the year, Reading Yellow Cab will cater to the needs of your parents, seniors, or children who need to travel throughout the city and county, no matter the hour. Call Reading Yellow Cab, and we will do your shopping, give rides to the hospital, airport, hotel, and many other destinations. Call us at 222-1234.
Hi, this is Michael from Hokama Sewing and Vacuum Center. Now is your chance to get the performance and quality of a Recar vacuum for as little as $199. But don't be fooled. These powerful vacuums do much more than save you money. A Recar vacuum easily removes the deep down dirt that causes your carpet to wear prematurely. And with their quality construction, Recar is good for the environment. Many of your neighbors will have added two or three vacuums to the landfill while your Recar is still working hard. Hurry into Hokama Sewing and Vacuum Center, located at 2736 Ticheli Lane in Reading.
The Dr. Russo Show. Health is more than just a pill. Tune in every Saturday, 1 to 2 p.m.
Exploring the various roads to health with me, Dr. Russo, and my wife, Alexandra.
Join us as we discuss physical, mental, spiritual, and environmental well-being. I am a doctor for your health. We look at the whole person, body, mind, spirit, and environment. I believe your health is an interconnected outcome of these four aspects of your life. Our mission is to empower you with knowledge and support so you can begin to heal yourself and not become dependent on prescription pills. We want to help guide you on your journey to true health because your health is in your hands.
The Dr. Russo Show. Health is more than just a pill. Tune in every Saturday, 1 to 2 p.m., or listen on the web at KCNR1460.com. KCNR 1460 AM, community talk radio for the North State. Miss a day, miss a lot.
Morning, welcome back to KCNR 1460, 8:25 in the morning, currently 59 degrees in the downtown studios. Hey, by the way, a reminder, this weekend at Benton Air Park on Saturday, from 9 a.m. to noon, you have the Young Eagles flights. Kids fly free. This is such a great event, guys. Local pilot members of North Valley Chapter 157 invite kids 8 to 17 to bring a parent or guardian and come for a Young Eagles flight. How much fun. Hillside Aviation at Benton Air Park between 8:30 and 9 o'clock. Get there, you get to see many of the planes, learn about how airplanes fly, talk to their pilots, fly for free, get your Young Eagle certificate and photo with your pilot. For questions, give Barbara Crooker a call at 549-4275. So, again, it's Saturday, October 19th. Mark your calendars, Benton Air Park, 9 to noon.
Okay, our guest today, John Bastiani, Bastiani Arms, quoting Sam Paredes of the Gun Owners of California, said it was intolerable that Brown had signed measures that imposed new rules to keep the hands, keep guns under lock and key. That wasn't exactly what it was said. And that it obliged buyers of rifles and shotguns to pass safety tests.
That's going to complicate things for us a little bit.
Okay, now, what is that? I mean, to pass safety test. I mean, I thought we already had to have, if you're going, you had to pass the hunter test, right? And you have to...
No, when you buy a handgun in our shop, or any shop for that matter in California, you have to pass a handgun safety test to show that you can operate the firearm. And it doesn't matter if you bought the exact same gun last month. We have to do that test with you again. It's a requirement every time we sell a handgun in the shop. Now we're going to have to do that with every firearm that we sell.
Okay.
Rifles, shotguns, everything.
When you say that, is that something you have to keep track of?
I
mean, do you have to?
Yes.
Does somebody have to sign this?
Yes.
Okay. Does the user of the weapon have to sign it?
Yes.
Okay. So that comes up, and I show that. Okay, it's a bolt action rifle. I know how to use the bolt action rifle and how the safety works. Is that it, or is there more to it than that?
Well, in the case of handguns, you have to lock the action open, make sure that the weapon is unloaded, make sure your magazine is out, load the weapon with a dummy round, show that you know how to load the action, either dry fire it with the dummy round in it or pretend to fire it, lock the action open, eject the dummy out, pull the magazine out, and then demonstrate that you can install a California legal safety lock for transport in case you don't have a locking case.
Wow. Now, is there exceptions to this?
Peace officers, I don't believe, have to.
People with CCWs,
CCW's
military,
exempt.
Military or not?
CCW is exempt.
Okay, is exempt from that. Okay. So now they're going to have to do that then with rifles and shotguns.
Yes. It'll be time consuming.
Well, you know what? I understand this. You know, frankly, John, and I know that you probably feel the same way about this, but if somebody's going to own a pistol, I would like them to be able to know how to put it on safe and unload it and unlock it and all this. So, you know, doing this is you know, I have no problem with that. I realize it's going to add a little bit more, but at least they understand that, gosh, this is how I lock it to rear, because I have been on ranges, and you have too, when people go out there to shoot. I don't know if you have, but I've been on ranges where people go out there to shoot, and it is like you just want to go over and slap them on the back of their head. So, or at least help them.
But there should be some exceptions for that. If you personally have a relationship with a customer that has bought 10 handguns from you, and let's say they collect Glocks.
Right.
All Glocks function in the same way. You shouldn't have to do the safety test with them every single time.
Well, I understand. I understand. You know, but what you're saying, there's got to be common sense with the law.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, Yeah, right. If there was common sense with the laws, we probably wouldn't be doing this. We want to take a break. We come back. Let's talk about lead ammo, because that was banned, and the impact that could have on shooting in California, even with the little caveats that Governor Brown put on it. I think there's some things that have to, that we need to talk about here. And they're gonna phase it in over the next 3 or 4 years, but I think it's gonna have a huge impact. We'll be right back. Carl and Linda Bott, our guest, John Bastiani of Bastiani Arms, are talking about the gun laws that were passed and the gun laws that were vetoed. We'll be right back.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
We love to hear stories from business owners like Dustin Ramsey of Impressive Lawn Care. Dustin purchased his third F-150 from Crown. And Dustin says, I went to several dealers, but came back to Crown again. They had the truck I wanted and for the best price. No pressure and financing was a breeze. A nice experience and very cool place. Thanks, Dustin. We think it's pretty cool, too. Come see us at Crown Motors or visit us online at crownmotorsreading.com.
Hey, football fans, Nate Abarea here. It's that time of the year. The helmets are strapped, the lights are on, and high school football is back on your radio. We'll be bringing you local gridiron action all season long with live game broadcasts from all around the North State. It's Friday Night Football right here on KCNR 1460, the pulse of Shasta County and Redding's new home for high school football.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, 8:33 in the morning. 57 degrees out there. Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop right off Athens Avenue. Take a step back in time. Great haircuts, great prices. They believe in the Second Amendment over there. And it's Man's Last Stronghold. Man's Last Stronghold. Great place to get your haircut and just for conversation. Maybe just good people in there. That's Cypress Square Barbershop right off Athens Avenue. All right, our guest is John Bastiani from Bastiani Arms. We're talking about the laws that were vetoed, or the proposed laws that were vetoed by Governor Brown, and then the ones he signed. One of the questions is here is, John, what's the forecast for 22 rimfire ammo actually being a daily in-stock item?
Not for a long time.
We were talking about this. They make a billion rounds of this, don't they? I mean, it's something like that, a billion rounds every year.
Everybody has 22.
Yeah, and then everybody buys. It's being caused by people that are afraid that they believe that there's not going to be any ammunition or something. So what they do is they buy a lot of it all the time, which is what really is causing the shortage.
It's hoarding. I mean, I have a few bricks myself, but I mean, I have, you know, three bricks at home. There are many other times in my life, in my gun buying life, I've had far more than three bricks.
I go, you know, I will buy, I admit, I will go to stores and I'll buy a box or two boxes, you know, I'll come to you, and I'll buy a couple boxes of this or a couple boxes of that, whatever I'm allowed to buy, and then I go back and I just put it away. And I don't, you know, I haven't shot it yet, but I plan on doing that. But I think, you know, with rimfire especially, like 17 caliber, that's there, you have that.
We were able to buy a significant quantity of that about 6 months ago. And we've been living off of that stock.
Okay. 17 caliber is what you use out there when you're hunting, and hunting those little pesky, squirrels out there and, up in the alfalfa lands when you go up north for the squirrel wars. Okay. A couple other questions is, and Angel, no, you can keep your M1 because you could have kept your M1 anyway. That was not one of the rifles that was, as long as it wasn't the M1 carbine, that wasn't one of the rifles they were trying to get rid of, which was,
because the M1 Garand actually uses a clip.
That's right.
Not a magazine. It doesn't. A clip. One of the few guns in existence that uses a clip.
And not only that, it's one of the premier battle rifles in history that was used by the Americans and the Allies to win World War II in the Pacific and the Atlantic and then into Korea. And, in fact, even into a Vietnam. This is how good a rifle this is, but it didn't have a magazine in it. So it didn't come under this.
But its little brother did.
Its little brother, the M14.
The M1 carbine.
Oh, the M1 carbine, that's right.
That would have been an assault weapon. Grandfather's or great-grandfather's M1 carbine that he brought home, that would have been an assault rifle. And there would have gone my chance of ever collecting a complete set of every manufacturer of carbine.
Oh, you're trying to do that?
I'm trying to do that. I have one right now.
Okay.
Very proud of that one, but I would have liked one from every manufacturer, wartime production.
Well, those are, you know, let's talk about collection of weapons here for a second, collection of guns. I see, and whenever time I look at the stock prices and all that, that I see the, you know, I see where the state of California divested itself from any type of war, you know, weapons manufacturers. The only ones that are really making money and going up, I should say, are some of the weapons manufacturers like Sturm, Ruger, Colt, the ammunition companies, Smith & Wesson. They're all increasing their worth. And the sales that are going on. North Carolina passed a law, or maybe it was whatever one of the, I guess in the Northeast they passed a law and just had the largest sale of weapons, of guns that they, than they've ever had because of these new laws coming on. Do you see, I mean, are people going to continue to do this? Do the people believe, do you think that people believe they're going to be actually have weapons taken away from them, their guns?
Oh, there are quite a few people that think they're actually going to go door to door taking people's guns, but they don't have the ability, they don't have the tracking system yet to do that. But long gun registration does come this January. So just like handguns in the state of California, all of your driver's license information, your address, that will all be submitted to the state of California when you buy a rifle or shotgun. So people thought that we had registration before. We did not, only on handguns. Now we will have it on all guns.
And so when it's on all guns, then they will know everything that you own. And then I just wonder, okay, and don't let me get too paranoid or too far out there, but they have all the information about all the guns I own. And now when I sign up for Obamacare, that at some point they're going to cross-reference this with my address and who I am to say that, well, you know what, this bot guy has, you know, like four guns in his house. And then, you know, to be able to do that. Am I going too far out there with that one?
Well, it might increase your insurance rates.
Because I now have guns in the house.
Yeah. You're a higher risk.
I'm a higher risk because of that. Even if, and it's going to be like, do you have sprinkler systems in your house? And in this case, do you have safes in your house that you keep weapons in? That's the other thing too. As long as we're talking about, you know, those laws, this is something they also passed about, signed about safes? Keeping all your weapons in safes?
I believe it was, but I mean,
if there's
really,
a mentally ill person in the house.
What it basically is forced common sense. You cannot keep a loaded firearm or firearm period, where a child under the age of 18 could reasonably gain access to it. That's common sense.
you know what? And you'd say, okay, how come we have to legislate for common sense?
Because there's so many stupid people.
No, you're absolutely right. And you see that. And every time I see a negligent accident, my heart goes out for the people because it's so easy to prevent. And I don't care who it is. It's so easy to prevent by keeping it, you know, keeping the weapons locked up, or, you know, if you've got kids in your house, I mean, and you do. And if anybody has weapons around, it would be you. But I bet that that child can never even get close to them.
No. I keep having to move them to higher and higher places. But, I mean, that's the balance. If you have a gun at home for home protection, it can't be under lock and key at all times.
Right.
Because you can't take an extra 30 seconds to, you know, rotate a dial three different directions and hopefully land on the right number in the dark because somebody's kicking your door in. I mean, if it's for home protection, it needs to be accessible, but it also has to be inaccessible to your child.
Absolutely. My son and daughter, my son's a marshal, and he has lots of weapons, and he keeps them in, away from the kids. And the kids are getting big enough now, you know, 11 years old and 7 years old. Well, first of all, they understand about the weapons, to stay away from them. And if they ever see a weapon, to immediately tell an adult, get out of the room if there's somebody has a weapon in there. They understand those things. But you've got to balance, like you said, home safety with keeping your family safe from within.
A small biometric safe is about the best way to go. And you're the only one that has access to it. You stick your finger on it in the dark.
It opens it up.
In about 10 seconds.
There you go. Oh, I agree. All right. Hey, we got to take a break. John Bastiani is our guest from Bastiani Arms. We still didn't touch on this, on the lead ban and the impact this is going to have on our hunting and shooting. We'll be right back with that question. Carl Lindebot, KCNR 1460. If you have a question for John, just give us a call at 605-4567. And I understand in the chat room that the governor is on his way to the North State. He wants to reacquaint himself with Northern California.
Oh, good. I can shake his hand.
Oh, well, we can.
Because I'm so happy with him.
Well, we can. I tell you what, he could have done a lot worse on this.
Oh, he could have.
He could have done a lot worse. And so I'm going to give him a thumbs up on this. Even though there's some other ones he passed, he did sign. But I'm going to give him a thumbs up on vetoing the ones he did. We'll be right back.
An insurance adjuster called me. Don, we have a car that was in a front-end collision and repaired. 3 times now, a steering bushing has failed. No one can fix the problem. We will have to buy the car if you can't fix it. The bushing in question was made of rubber. It was stretched out of alignment about 1/2 inch, causing it to wear extremely fast. We have 3 different laser beam systems for collision repair. I selected the one I call our detective laser. The laser beam led me to an area that was 1/2 inch too short. But there was no evidence of damage. I suspected someone had hidden the damage by covering it with thick undercoating. With a pocket knife, I peeled the undercoating away and discovered a deep buckle. As I stretched the vehicle's frame on our Megaliner frame machine, the largest and most powerful machine in Northern California, I could see the bushing relax and the buckle disappear. I knew there would be no further problems. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Looking for a home? If you are, North Valley Bank wants you to know that we're here to make your home buying process a simple one. We've got a variety of mortgage products to help you. In addition to conventional loans, we have qualified programs available that may allow up to 100% financing. We offer VA, FHA, USDA, and HomePath mortgage loans, and even programs for special properties that might not qualify for traditional financing. We're proud to announce we've extended our offer to waive the credit report fee on all pre-qualified home loan applications through December 31st. Learn more by visiting your local North Valley branch or home loan center today, or give us a call at 1-800-390-8054. Or visit us online at novb.com. We have lots of ways to simplify your home buying process. So make us your first choice when buying that new home. North Valley Bank. Let's live and grow together. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Everybody calls us. Summer, fall, winter, and spring. We've got the best. It's hard to guess who's gonna make our telephone ring.
At Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, everybody calls us 221-2642. Because when you call 221-2642, we help keep you cool. 221-2642. Be cool with Alliance Heating and Air. 221-2642. Now you say the number.
Everybody calls us.
Hi, Linda Bott here. Join me every Thursday night at 6 p.m. right here on KCNR 1460 AM for On the Spot with Linda Bott. Find out what's hot and what's not. We talk about fun, film, fashion, food. Brought to you by Dandelion, Crackmaster, Mount Shasta Mall, Anselmo Vineyards, and Estate Granite. On the Spot, Thursday, 6 p.m. right here, KCNR 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott, good morning. It is 8:45, October the 14th. This portion of the show brought to you by Orchard Nutrition. Our friends down there, not only do they have an in-store deli, but they have the Redding's largest selection of natural foods and supplements, and they are the North State's nutrition experts. Plus, they have a gluten-free line, amazing foods for life. I can't say enough about this one. This line of food will assist your children, will assist you. You need to take a look at this. Plus, Orchard Nutrition is now having classes there at Orchard Nutrition on health and diet and how to keep yourself healthy with your diet. Give them a call at 244-9141. Head on down. It's 221 Locust Street and around that Cypress Square Shopping Center. Again, they have done a great job and they know what they're talking about and they are so professional and friendly. Orchard Nutrition.
Our guest this morning is John Bastiani, and we have two callers calling in this morning. Jim, let's go live to you. You're on line one, and you're live on the air.
Good morning. Hey, a question on the ammunition. All the rounds of ammunition that the Homeland Security went and bought, all that lead ammunition, they can't shoot any of it in California?
The lead ammunition ban only applies to hunting. So they can shoot. You can still target shoot with lead ammunition.
Okay, but you can't just do hunting. If they come out of their Homeland Security, would be hunting people, wouldn't he?
I think that takes a different license, Jim. But I think the thing about this on the lead ammunition is the fact that if you can't use it for hunting, but you can use it for target shooting, which could be out in the country, I assume. Is they're not restricting you to like a gun range to target shoot?
I've had so much going on. I haven't been able to read every single line of the bills. The best place I've found to see how it's actually, each one of these is going to impact us is that California legislative legal info page. And they have each specific bill.
Yeah. Okay.
And then you go to today's law as amended and you see the red portion is the stricken from the existing verbiage. The black is what currently exists, and the blue is what they've added. And some of these are pretty lengthy, and they're all in legalese, so you have to interpret.
Yeah, it's how they interpret. But you're right, Jim, is that as long as they're not hunting like deer, they can shoot anything they want, including people. So
I suggest that everybody grab some handfuls of targets. When you shoot a deer, run up to a target.
There you go. Thanks, Jim.
Bye.
Okay, let's go to line two. Gary, good morning. You're live on KCNR.
Good morning. The other day I did some online shopping and four handguns, semi-automatics that I was interested in could not be shipped to California. I knew it was bad, but I was kind of surprised. Would you guys comment on the hoops that armories have to jump through to have a gun qualified for sale in California? And I'll take my answers off the air. Thank you, gentlemen.
Yeah, thank you, Gary. That's a good question.
I forget when the California approved list came to be, but currently, in order to get a gun legal for sale in California, it has to have a loaded chamber indicator, a magazine disconnect safety so that the gun cannot fire when the magazine is out of it, regardless if there's a round in the chamber. And as of, I believe, May 17th of this year, it now has to have micro stamping in two distinct places in or around the chamber so that every time the gun is fired, it will leave the make, model, and serial number on every fired cartridge case.
Now, is this working? No, I mean that one right there. Does that include the one that you just bought? Or is it because it was you bought it after May?
Anything that's currently on the list may remain on the list.
Okay.
As long as the manufacturers supply, I think it's 3 models per calendar year of each specific model. I mean, if a color changes, it's a different model. So submit 3 of each model for destructive testing with an independent research lab.
All right.
And then pay.
It's got the drop test too, right? I mean, you can drop it and so it doesn't go off. But they're making the fact of this micro stamping is important because
the micro stamping virtually kills any new model of handgun, making it onto the approved list. It's just going to be prohibitively expensive.
Because, and the other thing about it is it doesn't work. I mean,
there are too many ways to defeat it.
And police know this. This is another one of those feel good bills that by our attorney general that just says, oh, okay, no, this is really going to help cut crime. No. And plus the fact if the gun's stolen anyway, which is what most criminals do, or it's illegally purchased, they don't care. Just get rid of the gun.
And a criminal could just pick up somebody else's fired cases at a range off of the ground. If it's the same make and model anyways of gun, it's like stealing somebody's license plate and, you know, use their gun at a crime scene with a shell catcher and then dump some poor guy's marked brass on the ground.
Well, and that can be done, but what I picture is a gangbangers that are going by in a car blasting away. They've gotten their guns illegally from someplace. They could care less. They don't, you know, oh look, this was, you know, so what it has is your shell casing or my shell casing that they come to me. I said, wait a minute, I reported that gun stolen, you know, or I sold that gun, you know, months ago and it's already been in the, you know, it's in the system and all this. Or they just get them someplace that they don't care. Again, they don't care. I don't see if, you know, if you shoot somebody and your local citizen shoots somebody like this, I see this as a criminal that this will not help anything. They're just making it tougher on we, the citizens, who are law-abiding people, to be able to buy a new pistol.
Absolutely.
That's the whole thing.
The micro-stamping is probably the most worthless piece of gun legislation I've ever seen.
Okay, we got to take a break. Carl and Linda Bott, John Bastiani, Bastiani Arms is our guest. We're talking about the new gun laws passed, but we know what? We still haven't gotten to the lead. We talked a little bit about it, but let's talk about impact on the lead bullets going away. We'll be right back.
This.
Yeah, honey, my cholesterol thanks you. Hey, do you need help here with the dishes? Because the game's on it.
No, you go ahead. You know me, I live for cleaning the kitchen, especially after cooking 2 pounds of bacon.
I would have made it help.
Honey, did you say something?
No, I'm good. It's me down here, your drain.
Okay.
I noticed you're about to dump all that bacon grease down into me, and I thought you should know that...
That I'm going crazy because my sink is talking to me?
Well, technically I'm your drain, and yeah, it's a little crazy, but drains have feelings too, you know. That's why, as tempting as it is, dumping kitchen grease down into me can clog me.
Good to know.
Yeah, one more thing. My cousin Toilet wants to remind you to quit tossing your baby wipes or dusty wipes down him. It can severely clog our sanitary sewers.
It's true. Improper disposal of household items can severely clog our sanitary sewers. If you have questions on the disposal of certain items, call 224-6068. This message has been funded by the Wastewater Division of Reading Municipal Utilities.
For the Black Bear Diner, here are Bob Papa Bear Manley and Bruce Sugar Bear Dean.
Papa Bear, you're in the clear. Now put the pedal to the metal and take the checkered flag.
And the Black Bear Diner car takes the checkered flag.
Sugar Bear, that was the biggest thrill of my life. My inner bear is almost completely satisfied.
I know what you mean, buddy. There's just one more thing we have left to do. Celebrate at the Black Bear Diner.
Well, I can already taste the classic comfort food. Like the slow-cooked pot roast served with mashed potatoes and country gravy.
That does sound delicious, but I think I'm going for a salad. Maybe the Chinese chicken salad, the grilled steak salad, or a classic taco salad. It's going to be a tough decision.
Heck, we won the race, Sugar Bear. Let's order it all.
I'm not really sure my inner bear is that hungry.
The Black Bear Diner. Good old-fashioned family food.
Good old-fashioned family food. Black Bear Diner. Black Bear Diner.
event of the year is coming to Reading Civic Auditorium on November 9th. Food, fun, friends, and entertainment are on the agenda for the night. Be sure to reserve your table now at gnrm.org for the Good News Rescue Mission's 5th Annual Harvest of Hope Banquet, where you will be among the first to hear a very special and important announcement. In addition to a fun-filled evening, you will hear a dynamic guest speaker, Mike Yonkowski, author of Under the Overpass, A Journey of Faith on the Streets of America. Mike speaks nationwide, and his amazing book is currently being produced into a movie. This premier event could not happen without the generosity of our underwriters, Chronic Disaster Services, Dignity Health, Reading Bank of Commerce, KRCR Channel 7, and Shasta Regional Medical Center. Be the bridge of hope in our community and join us for the Harvest of Hope Banquet. Space is limited and time is short. To join the Good News Rescue Mission for the Harvest of Hope Banquet, go to gnrm.org to reserve your table now.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and the Bot. It is 8:55 in the morning. Our guest tomorrow, Assemblyman Brian Daly, will be with us. A lot of things to talk with Brian about what's going on down in Sacramento. That's for sure. Our guest today is John Bastiani, Bastiani Arms. Okay, the banning of lead ammunition. We talked a little bit about it. It's just for hunting.
Yeah.
But even though you may do target shooting with lead, but if you're going to be hunting, usually you practice with the round you shoot.
And hopefully the same bullet weight. I mean,
right.
Copper bullets weigh less than lead, obviously.
So you said about, because they're armor piercing, but you said that only equates to
pistol. When they're talking about armor piercing bullets, they're talking about body armor, and it only applies to handgun ammunition. Pretty much any rifle bullet will penetrate body armor.
Right. So this is in case, well, the difference between lead ammo that you buy and the copper or whatever, tungsten, anything else they're using in there, cost?
Cost and weight. If it's all copper, it's going to weigh less, and it's not going to shoot the same as the ammunition that you're used to. And it's going to cost more and give you potentially poorer accuracy because it's so much lighter. You know, if you have a slower twist rate and you're used to 168 grain projectile and now you're using 100, you need a faster twist rate and your old rifle that you're used to and you have dialed in isn't going to shoot.
So now that was one of the things you mentioned. So now we're talking about having to buy new rifles to shoot the new ammunition?
Or cost prohibitively rebarrel a rifle that you have and re-blew it. Or the ammunition companies are going to have to come up with either tungsten or bismuth composites. I could see them, you know, using compressed copper, kind of like the sintered frangible rounds, and use tungsten or bismuth dust to compress and try and make a non-lead heavy bullet.
But that is the problem with it now, and they're saying, I just saw something on the other side there that says, oh, this will give condors a fighting chance with lead being banned. But condors are only certain ranges here in California. And I'd like to see how many of them are killed or die because of lead as opposed to running into, windmills or wind turbines or cars on the road or these other things. But they eat deer and all these other animals, but, I thought that lead had to be digested, you know, absorbed into the bloodstream, and that lead won't do that.
Yeah, sorry to go off on a tangent, but another great argument for State of Jefferson right there is that when was the last time you saw a condor? I've never seen a condor.
I don't think condors are up here.
No.
Has anybody seen a condor? Okay, anybody out there listening, have you seen a condor? Just say yes. I've seen a condor. Yeah. And where
please
is it? Have you seen one,
picture.
Bob?
No, I'd like to use it as a background on my computer.
I see more turkey vultures than I've ever seen in my life. They don't seem to be terribly affected by lead.
No, they eat everything. I mean, yeah. Okay, who's seen a condor? Has anybody seen a condor?
I understand that condors are endangered.
Well, maybe that's why we haven't seen them. They're endangered.
Great.
But we don't see them up here.
No, and... But it applies to the whole state. Applies to all of California.
Well, we gotta go. End the show. Tomorrow, Brian Daly.
I haven't seen a condor yet.
Okay. We'll try and find them. We'll try and find one for you. I'll get a photo of a condor.
Yeah.
Just for you, John.
Yeah. In Northern California.
John Bastiani, Bastiani Arms, address?
2539 Larkspur Lane.
Larkspur Lane, and you got lots of guns.
In stock, ready to go now.
And ammunition.
And ammunition.
All right. Thanks a lot, John. Remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
Won't be turned around. And I'll keep this world from dragging me.
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional. Treating people well.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. With the government still partially shut down and with a debt limit deadline just 3 days away, Congress is working on this Columbus Day.
Some senators are pointing to progress and the possibility of reaching a bipartisan agreement, but there's still no deal to raise the country's debt ceiling or reopen the government. Majority Leader Harry Reid and Republican Leader Mitch McConnell spoke by phone yesterday, but failed to agree on a plan. It's been 2 weeks now since hundreds of thousands of government employees were furloughed, and this coming Thursday is the deadline on the debt limit.
SRN News White House correspondent Greg Clugston. BART trains still running today in the San Francisco Bay Area. Following weekend talks, two unions decided to push back the strike deadline one more day. Amtrak, the nation's passenger railroad, reports carrying a record number of passengers in the year ending September 30th, and that's despite the impact of Superstorm Sandy in the Northeast.